Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Great start to the hour, One-on-One. Again, July 3rd. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Thanks to Kelsey Payne of the Supernovas joining us as well. Every vibe. She gives every good vibe. That's a great addition to the Federation Champions. And well done. Let's switch the sports a little bit and go to the one and only Dave Turcotte. Turk, what's happening, brother?
Hey, great to be back. It's been a spectacular week. Happy Canada Day a few days ago. 4th of July tomorrow. Lots of great celebrations for family on both sides of the border going on right now.
Where are you going to be? North of the border for the 4th? You're going to be home. What are you going to be doing?
I'm back here now for the 4th. So I was in Canada for the 1st, did my thing up there, and then now down here for the 4th.
So talk to me about the trip home, please. What give me the reasons why and then what happened while you?
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. So I got a text last week from Rowan Barrett, who is the president of Basketball Canada, does day-to-day operations. He is the father of RJ Barrett. Great kid that I just met personally for the first time. And he says, hey, Turk, we got to get all these Olympians together. We know we have a great team this year, but we got to build that culture of winning and that family. We got to reconnect everybody and get everybody in here and get us all working together and kind of support each other, which is exactly what he did. And on literally 4 or 5 days' notice, myself and a buddy of mine, Howard Kelsey, that's also an alumni from an Olympic team alumni, basically called there were 52 actual men's Olympic team members since 1976. Three of them have passed away. So like 49 showed up on like no notice, and Basketball Canada was great. Rowan was great. Phenomenal staff, with Rowan Barrett and his team, got all these alumni in, and then they connected us with the players. So what was fantastic was, we have all the old school Olympians that have been there before, done that, hanging there. But we all know this is the greatest team we've had in history. So what's so fun for us is to meet these young players. You know, me, Jamal Murray, RJ Barrett, Kelly Olynyk, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, a lot of great kids. Melvin Ejim was there. I mean, all the big names that you know that are going to be in the Olympics that are Canadians in the NBA are there. And every Canadian that can play pretty much is showing up. So it was a great union of new players, new team that we're all celebrating and supporting our greatest players in the history of the country, with the old school guys being there, cheer them on, make those introductions, share experiences, and just make that connection. And it really was fantastic. So it was a fun, all basketball, all day, you know, 2 or 3 days where, you know, we were at the what they call the OVO Center, which is the Raptors practice facility, but beautiful facility with coach and the players watching Dylan Brooks and Shai do their individual workouts and the incredible technology they have to support that and the staff, and then other players doing individual workouts and therapy, and then afternoon practice full court with the team. And it really was a fantastic experience. And so, if you're a basketball junkie like me, it was, you know, pretty much what heaven looks like. So it was awesome.
Yeah. Don't bury the lead. Did you get up and down?
Oh, I got up and down. I was ready to go. I kept trying to, you know, I was going like, coach, you know. And our Canada's coach just got the job with the Brooklyn Nets, right? So, right. And I kept saying, coach, I'm ready. I kept trying to sub into the drill, and he's like, no, dog, it's okay. You're okay.
I can see Turk running up and down the sideline as they go back and forth.
I kept trying to, I had the fake shorts on. I was like one of those guys, you see trying to run out of the soccer field in the World Cup. I was that guy who was like, security, get me. And I'm like, you guys are only shooting 54% from three. I got that. Let's go.
Let me in, man. Let me in.
But they were good sports about it, though. There was a lot of that kind of quasi-wannabe trash talking. But every single one of us alumni know, like, these guys are legit. These are the real deal. These players are elite. And the players in particular, Shai Gilgeous in particular, Jamal, Dylan Brooks, the guys that spoke with me personally, were all really gracious and awesome human beings. It was a lot of fun.
Turk, it's got to be just emotionally wrecking to see what Canada basketball has become, right? That I mean, you're a pioneer. You're officially the old head in this thing now. And yeah. Right, that, but to watch who, like, these great Canadian basketball players stand on the shoulders of Dave Turcotte and what the work that you and Leo Routens and company, you know, Danny T. Maher, what you guys have done, it doesn't happen the way it's happening now if you're not there to lead the way.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And there's a lot of great other players that no one's ever heard of that are a big part of that too. Bigger, much more significant players than me. I mean, Steve Nash is the most influential Canadian, more than any other player, more than Vince Carter, more than the Raptors. I mean, like, Steve really was the first one to pave the way for Canadians to realize, and really, like, there's a path forward. And more importantly, and this is the more important thing for Canadian basketball players, was after Steve Nash, all these assistant coaches around the country that wanted to be second assistant being promoted to first assistant realized, hey, there's Canadians that can ball and I can find some talent. So in my era, it was, who's this Canadian that's coming here to show up my McDonald's All-American or my All-State player? That's the guy that I recruited. And now Steve turned it on his head and really opened the floodgates for coaches recruiting and finding talent and giving Canadians opportunities to play. And then people realizing, holy crap, think about it. After Steve, it was like there were no Canadians. Then there's Steve Nash when he comes out in the draft. And then all of a sudden, 2010 and beyond, there's Canadians in the lottery for the NBA, like, almost every single year. And not just like Anthony Bennett, number one, Andrew Wiggins, number one, you know, and then a lot of other picks. And so it's really been it's been a great process. Honored to be a part of it. Honored to represent my country for 12 years on the national team. And it was the greatest sports joy of my life in terms of my life as an athlete. And it really is. It is so fun, DP, to see how it's evolving now to where Canadians realize, you know, like I told you, I think one of the other shows, basketball is now more than hockey, the number one participation sport in Canada. So watch out. You know, we got 40 million people up there and there's 10 million of them trying to ball out every single day. So we're going to bring some players.
I, what you just said is kind of rattling, that it's a basketball country now, right? That Canada has done the thing, right? That this is where this is, and reaching higher levels of success, that if some of the greatest players in the world are Canadian basketball players, that's a different conversation than we've ever had in the history of basketball.
It's crazy. Like, for example, even before maybe our conversations, not a lot of people knew Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, MVP candidate, he's Canadian. Oh, Lugets Dort on his team. You know, the Canadian version of Drew Holiday. Both. And I, by the way, that was one of my favorite conversations with Lugets Dort. I said, you're that guy, man. When you walk on the court and you see, like, oh no, not that mother effer guarding me. This is going to be a long, painful day, you know? Mm-hmm. But you see all these great kids and players where people don't even know they're Canadian, because what happens is you do your high school thing, you establish yourself as an elite player, you do that 1 year Mount Vernon, wherever, to get scouted. And the next thing you know, like Jamal Murray, all these guys, hey, 1 year at Kentucky, one and done. Or, you know, you get to the American thing and then you're funneled right up to the NBA, like most of these young kids are now. So the pipeline's been built, and that's a beautiful thing. And I'm just so happy for these kids and the kids that follow they're getting great opportunities to go out there and represent our country. There's nothing like it, DP, nothing like it.
Well, I mean, to hear the excitement in your voice, and it's made me kind of poke around and go down the rabbit hole of what the history was and who the players are that are on this year's roster. And, you know, the fact that, again, a reminder that for you to find Canadian Olympic team uniforms, what would be a difficult task to do, and that this group will be actually celebrated. It won't be like a side note. This will be a feature and a thing that folks pay attention to.
100%. And I'll tell you something, and that's when, you know, Billy Winnington, who has more championships than I think any Canadian, he's got three, right? Three championships with the Bulls, played, of course, with the great Michael Jordan teams. And, you know, talking to Billy this weekend, you know, and here we are, and we're obviously friends and brothers, and all of us are, right? You go to an Olympics together, you're pretty much, it's a different experience. Not only is it that whole marketing machine productization of the industry of basketball in Canada hasn't begun, it's about to begin. And it's beginning because of the power of the players, right? Like, what's a cooler jersey? I mean, you know, Shea, OKC, awesome. That's great. Have that. But if you're a Shea fan, you're going to want them both.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to have the Shea Gilgeous Canada. And I guarantee if you're an OKC fan, you'll wear that jersey while he's playing. You know, that'll be a fun thing. But even Billy said, like, you know, Billy Winnington, like I said, greatest championship team probably ever in that 3-year span with the Bulls. There's nothing like it. The Olympics is his own thing. It's the same reason Lionel Messi, right? You know what? I'm out there. I'm retiring from Major League Soccer. But you know what? I'm going to play for Argentina if I can, right? And it is different. And that's one thing I think where Canadians, you know, there's no such thing as, oh, well, you know, I'll squeeze it in if I can. It's not – this isn't Summer League. This is like, you know, you can be a great player in a great city, in an NBA city, right? And when you win for your city, it's like for Shea to win a champion for OKC – he'll be remembered by all of the basketball fans in OKC forever, right? Yeah. You win a medal for Canada in basketball, you will be remembered by every basketball fan, every hockey fan, every curling fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Every chess fan, every citizen, every kid, every parent, every politician, every citizen in the whole country, 40 million people, will know who you are, know why you won, and will celebrate your achievement. So it's so much bigger than a sports-specific achievement, right? And that's why I think for Billy and others that have gone, and for me, it was like when you're out there, it is so emotional because it's different. You know, you're not just playing to win your league. You know, you're winning to say for a 4-year period, we're going to be the greatest team in the history of the game. And our country flag is going to, that anthem's going to play. And that's a huge thing, that there's nothing like that moment in the world. And I'm really excited for these kids to experience, men and women. And we've got great women, too, as you know. But it's a phenomenal experience.
We're talking to Dave Turcotte. We'll throw the break when we come back. We'll get a little bit into the free agency and what's happened. But, Turk, I'll say this so you understand. I am your size, and Harrison is a large. We would rock the Canadian basketball gear. Let's just going to say
premium's going. I'm going to put that out to Michael Bartlett right now, CEO of Basketball Canada. Hook up some swag for my boys.
That's it, man. We look good in red. DP, Dave Turcotte, one-on-one.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
With Dave Turcotte here on One-on-One. Turk, it's been a busy week in the league. Bodies moving, talent moving. This is always the time of year where the league transitions. And it seems like the redirect is a statement of, one, who teams think they are, two, who players think they are, and then three, what fans realize they are. Because if you're not making moves, your fans get upset. So the biggest move of free agency so far, in my mind, is the breaking up of the big three of Golden State. In your mind, what's the biggest free agent move so far in the league?
Well, I agree. I am an enormous Klay fan. And, you know, I still say to this day, Klay Thompson had the highest basketball IQ game ever played in the history of the NBA. 43 points, 6 dribbles. Yeah. Now, if you're a point guard or you're another team with a big two that needs a big three, that's like the best third score in the world. A guy that scores that many points and can light it up without having to have the ball. Right now, let's be clear. Klay is not Klay of 6 years ago. He he's had injuries. He's getting older. But I'll tell you what, for a guy with a quick catch and shoot release that can still hit a high performing, with high percentage shot, that's no longer a primary score. So if you I'd love for him to come to Utah, play with Lauri Markkanen, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what it would be like to be your Klay Thompson's, your third option, sitting there in the corner, just waiting for that quick kick out? You know, and if you remember back in our days when we were going to get titles, I would take Klay now versus a Jeff Hornacek for Utah. Remember when they were doing their champion run with Stockton and Malone?
Yep.
So Klay is, I think, at a higher level there. He wouldn't come here, of course, but I think that's a big one. And I think that for Golden State, and I know I'm pretty confident that they want to trade Andrew Wiggins as well. So Golden State is making moves. And for the record, that's Wiggins was being held out of camp at Canada. Zach Edey was told also that he couldn't come play. We wanted him to play. We needed the size, and teams are making moves and getting ready for their rosters for next year. And it's reflecting our team in Canada. But yeah, that's the big one. I'm curious, Paul George, what's happening there? That's a big one.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I love what Dallas is looking at. Like, man, Klay on Dallas. Paul George, Dallas, any one of those two with the Lakers. I mean, the whole dynamic of the league changes with any one of those teams get that third guy. Because I think, look at the Lakers with LeBron and AD, because they don't have that third great outside threat, or that dominant inside real player, because AD is kind of a 4.5, not a 5, right? But it's and he's more of a 3.5-4 as opposed to the other. I think he'd rather be mid-range jumper. He'd rather compete with Kawhi Leonard than Joel Embiid, right? So I think it's going to be an exciting, fun summer of trades. And I think what we see at the Olympics is going to impact that too.
Turk, it just struck me. I will be in Salt Lake City on Monday for the NBA.
There you go.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, nah, bro, I'll get to see you next week.
We'll hang out next week and talk some more.
Yes, that was the view. I was like, wait a minute. That's actually going to be a thing. Because the Summer League, especially the old Rocky Mountain Review,
yep,
was trade central. It's where deals got done. People would go. They'd go have a cocktail. They'd sit inside, or you go to the back room at Salt Lake Community College, and there were always executives back there talking. The Paul George thing to Philly, does that give them the three that makes Boston worry just a little?
If I thought Joel Embiid had any heart and courage at all, I'd say yeah. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what, I'll give you a scenario for last year. Last year's series with Joel Embiid, if they lose, but he gets 45 and 18 in the fourth quarter and just misses a last second shot to lose the game, or plays great and just absolutely, you know, injured or not, just lays it all out there. But he mailed it in. And because of that, the problem with having someone like Joel Embiid, who is a supermax player, that's a franchise player, that's an MVP candidate every single year, not be able to be a fourth quarter leader means that there will be points in time in every single game in a seven-game series where he's going to fold. At least that's what he's done so far, okay? That doesn't mean play great. Like, it's not like there are times when you're playing as hard as you can play and you're giving it all and you're laying it out there. And I would go back, like back in the days of OKC when it was Westbrook, Harden, when they were young, and they were laying it out there and you just rooted for those guys because they were playing so hard and trying to do so much to get a championship, right? But I don't feel that with Embiid. So that's why I don't trust Philadelphia. I don't trust Embiid. If he's the third leg on that three-legged stool, you're going to have a wobbly leg there. And I don't think you can go all the way without having three reliable guys that can drop numbers for you at any given time.
If I said to you that my greatest concern for Klay Thompson in Dallas is maybe the lack of coachability or leadability by the two guys that are going to have the ball in the fourth quarter for Dallas, that are they going to be willing to let Klay be Klay when they need him in critical moments?
Well, so here's what I will tell you about that. If you watch video, if you're, you know, when any of you or your listeners are bored and you want to watch old videos of Luka Doncic when he's 16 years old, balling out in Europe before he was drafted, I think Luka takes a lot of shots because it's easy for him to score and control a game. But I'll guarantee you, he would have loved to have someone like Klay that ball goes out and it's a quick trigger. You watch. I just think that you put arsenals around someone like Luka, and this is the criticism of Luka in particular, even more than Kyrie. That Luka is so ball dominant, kind of like Harden, right? So ball dominant that there's no flow and it doesn't happen. But Luka makes those passes where you got to be ready and that ball will come out. And I think that having just lost and suffered through the pain of losing now, shocking everyone to get to the finals, but then quite frankly, getting obliterated in the finals, knowing like he just learned that lesson. There is no way I'm getting a ring on my own. No way. Kyrie, during our last show that you and I worked together, we talked about that. He kind of elevated his status again, I think, as a player. He showed that he was unselfish. And I think the more important thing is how they develop that flow, right? They don't need Klay to score 25 every single night. They do need him to get between 16 and 21. But they need him to get like higher percentage shots, nice clean looks. Like if you're getting Klay clean looks on the left side of the court, wing or corner, right side of the court, in the corner, it's lights out. And if you think of where Kyrie likes to play, they both drive right-handed to the middle. That ball's going to kick to right where Klay is going to want to hang out. And because now when you think about Garland, it's not Garland, it's Lively. And help me, DP, who's the other big that Dallas picked up? Real athletic, jump out of the gym, two great kids.
Gafford is, yeah.
That's right, Gafford. Thank you for that. So now think about that play now. You've got Klay in a corner or a wing. You're driving pick and roll. Here comes Gafford going to the ring. Who do you guard? If you even blink. So I think that in the end, all those guys like to play. Like, I don't think Luka's a selfish player. I don't think Kyrie's a selfish player. I think both of them have that natural star tendency to think, I'm just the best shot my team's going to get. But you put a multi-championship, Klay's going to walk in there day one, and there'll be rings on his fingers. He's the only one in that locker room other than Kyrie that can say, I was a major part of a championship dynasty. I didn't just win one. I have a dynasty. He'll have the kind of respect in any locker room Klay Thompson goes to. They will love the fact that he's there, and he will bring the cachet of a dynastic champion, and I think he'll be great on either wherever he winds up.
It's going to be an interesting summer, I got to tell you. All right, Turk, that'll be it for tonight, but I will see you next week, my friend.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
Enjoy the holiday, everybody.
Yeah, you know what we can do? We might be able to do a show together next week. How about that?
How about that? That'd be great.
All right, Turk, take it easy until I see you, brother.
Thanks, everybody. You too.
That'll be it for One-on-One, the Don't Punt Hour. Coming up next, DeMarnay Pearson now here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.